This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. The European Council president is calling for faster consideration of sanctions against Belarus, as several opposition leaders are detained in the country. Charles Michel tweeted Wednesday, "The political persecution, detentions, and forced exile must stop." He called on Belarusian authorities to free political prisoners and let citizens exercise their right to free speech and protest. Unidentified people have detained one of the two remaining free leaders of an opposition council amid continuing protests against longtime President Alexander Lukashenko. Thousands of people have taken part in 5 weeks of protests following the August 9th election, where Lukashenko was declared the winner. Opposition parties, the United States and the European Union, alleged the election was rigged. Lukashenko denies the voting was fraudulent and blamed the unrest on meddling by Western countries. Svetlana Alexievich is now the only council executive to remain free in Belarus, even after unidentified people tried to enter her apartment on Wednesday. Alexievich won the 2015 Nobel Prize in Literature. Another huge fire has broken out at the port of Beirut, according to the Associated Press. The triggering panic among residents a month after a massive blast at the same port decimated the area. It's not immediately clear what caused Thursday's second fire. The explosion last month killed more than 190 people and injured around 6,500, damaging thousands of buildings in the Lebanese capital. We have more international headlines on voanews.com. This is VOA News. There is little left of the notoriously overcrowded Moria refugee camp in Greece. A second fire overnight destroyed nearly everything that remained in the camp after the original Tuesday night blaze. Former residents returned to the camp to pick through the charred remains for belongings. Aid agencies have long warned of dire conditions at Moria, where more than 12,500 people were living in and around a facility built to house just over 2,750 people. U.S. presidential election opponents Donald Trump and Joe Biden continue to target battleground states. As one leaves, the other arrives. Thursday, President Trump will campaign in the state of Michigan, just a day after the former vice president made remarks from the heavily industrial state. Biden accused President Trump of betraying the American people, saying he knowingly lied about the deadliness of the novel coronavirus in what amounted to a dereliction of duty. This comes after newly released recordings of interviews done in February for a book by journalist Bob Woodward. The president acknowledged he knew how deadly and contagious the coronavirus was, but played it down because he did not want to create a panic. That same book on President Trump's time in the White House is revealing more about the unlikely relationship between the American president and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Woodward's new book, Rage, includes portions of personal letters the two exchanged over the past 2 years. Excerpts and recordings have been released by media outlets. In the letters, the young North Korean leader showered Trump with extravagant praise, repeatedly addressing him as Your Excellency and hailing their deep and special friendship. The praise even came as the wider U.S.-North Korea nuclear talks were breaking down. President Trump often returned the praise, describing Kim as far beyond smart, according to the Washington Post. AstraZeneca's chief executive, Pascal Soriot, said Thursday that the company should still know before the end of the year whether its experimental vaccine protects people against COVID-19 as long as it can resume trials soon. The British company suspended late-stage trials this week after an illness in a participant in Britain. The patient was reportedly suffering from symptoms associated with a rare spinal inflammatory disease called transverse myelitis. We have more stories on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.